Extending help. With the practice of doing no harm as your foundation, now you can cultivate concern for others. First, through the morality of individual liberation, we learn to control anger and the like. And now we can begin learning how to comfort and serve others. The practices described earlier, abandoning the 10 non-virtues, identifying the scope and process of suffering, and the way beyond it through the Four Noble Truths, and adapting the monastic's detachment from transient pleasures to a layperson's life, all these create a necessary background for the second stage, what we call the morality of the great vehicle. Now, not only do you not harm others, but you carry more responsibility for helping them. Not harming others is a defensive practice, whereas the move to help others is proactive. Buddha teaches three stages of morality: the morality of individual liberation, the morality of concern for others, and the morality of Tantra. Helping others is the great vehicle teaching, the heart of the second stage, or Bodhisattva morality. How can you cultivate this other concerned attitude? The main approach for orienting yourself toward caring is to consider your importance relative to others. A practice that traveled from India to Tibet involves first finding common ground with others, which is called equalizing, and then replacing your self-centeredness with other-centeredness, which is called switching. The Indian scholar yogi Shantideva explains this practice of equalizing and switching self and other thoroughly in his Guide to the Bodhisattva Way of Life, and many Tibetans have written commentaries on his text. Real compassion extends to each and every sentient being, not just to friends or family or those in terrible situations. To develop the practice of compassion to its fullest extent, one must practice patience. Shantideva tells us that if the practice of patience really moves your mind and brings about a change, you will begin to see your enemies as the best of friends, even as spiritual guides. Enemies provide us with some of the best opportunities to practice patience, tolerance, and compassion. Shantideva gives us many marvelous examples of this in the form of dialogues between positive and negative aspects of one's own mind. His reflections on compassion and patience have been very useful in my own practice. Read them and your whole soul can be transformed. Here is an example. For a practitioner of love and compassion, an enemy is one of the most important teachers. Without an enemy, you cannot practice tolerance. Without tolerance, you cannot build a sound basis for compassion. So, in order to practice compassion, you should have an enemy. This is because when you face your enemy who is going to hurt you, that is the real time to practice tolerance. Therefore, an enemy is the cause of the practice of tolerance. Tolerance is the effect or result of an enemy. So those are cause and effect. As is said, once something has the relationship of arising from that thing, one cannot consider that thing from which it arises to be a harmer. Therefore, an enemy assists in the production of the effect, which is tolerance. Reflection on this type of reasoning can help develop great patience, which in turn develops powerful compassion. Real compassion is based on reason. Ordinary compassion or love is limited by desire or attachment. If your life is easy and everything is going smoothly, then you can maintain pretenses. However, when you face really desperate situations, there is no time to pretend. You have to deal with reality. Hard times build determination and inner strength. Through them, we can also come to appreciate the uselessness of anger. Instead of getting angry, nurture a deep caring and respect for those who make trouble. Because, by creating such trying circumstances, they provide us with invaluable opportunities to practice tolerance and patience.